Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news. This week brought the usual pettiness from our beloved Bravo celebrities. Jeff Lewis from Flipping Out, well, found himself flipping out on his controversial Instagram post. After that, he decided it was a good idea to expose private text conversations with Andy Cohen, and God knows that's a no-no. After waiting almost a decade, Sheree Whitfield from Real Housewives of Atlanta has finally come out with her notorious She by Sheree fashion line, but in classic Sheree fashion, there is more controversy than actual products. Lori Peterson from The Real Housewives of OC speaks with Megyn Kelly about her son Josh's impending murder trial, drug addictions, and why she left him in jail for more than 2 years. And we'll wrap up the show with our favorite moments of the week, which obviously is all about the crazy crew and Captain Lee on Below Deck. Today I'm here with the hilarious Kathy O'Donnell. She's not only my aunt, but she's an amazing gift giver who actually bought me my own Bravo Shotski for my birthday last month. Together we will tackle this mess and more. Welcome, Kathy.
Hey, how are you, fellow Bravo lovers? we haven't hit the Shotski yet. We're going to wait till after programming.
That's how damn responsible we are.
Well, we take this seriously, Meg. I mean, this is important stuff.
Exactly. So let's just jump right into it. So Lori Peterson, who is a former Real Housewife of OC housewife, has been defending her son's murder charges throughout the media this past week. So she was seen on Megyn Kelly Today, going on the show to clear her son's name after he has been accused of attempted murder charges. A little background here. Lori was on The Real Housewives of OC for the first 4 seasons and left after season 4 once Josh was exposed as being a heroin addict. Back in 2016, her son Josh was arrested for attempted murder after a shooting in Costa Mesa, California. Josh was charged with 3 counts of attempted murder and is currently awaiting trial, but maintains his innocence. His mom agrees that he didn't commit the crime, claiming there doesn't seem to be evidence that points to his guilt.
Well, let's go back a minute there. Okay, so we're going to talk about somebody who's a heroin addict for all of those years. And while he was a heroin addict, Lori actually joined the cast. So that's a little bit questionable right there. I understand Josh has had problems. I also understand maybe why she left him in jail for 2.5 years. However, the new news is that Josh says he's willing to take a lie detector test. Okay, everyone shut up. I know they're not admissible in court. However, they usually tell the truth.
Yeah.
In other words, if he's lying, they're going to know he's lying.
So the whole situation was kind of murky. So they were at this house, and God knows there was probably drugs involved. Josh was there earlier in the day and then ended up coming back later in the evening, and that's when the shooting happened. There were 2 cars that are potentially suspected of doing the shooting into the home. Obviously, Lori's son and his attorney are fighting for the other car to have been...
Well, apparently he went there, perhaps he didn't get his drugs or something went wrong, and he brought along a friend a few hours later. And they decided to bring guns. However, the cars are separate, the guns are separate, the charges are separate. And I don't know. It's still out there, Meg. I like to hope for the underdog, but this guy's got a long history of violence.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like he'll actually win this case. So 2.5 years ago, he was put on bail at $1 million, and Lori and her husband George decided that they will not be paying that $1 million bail, obviously because it's a fortune, but...
Well, I digress there also. Yeah. They could have paid that in a minute, yeah. Because when you pay bail, you pay 10%. However...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you pay 10%. You're responsible for the rest of it if the person, you know, jumps a cart to Mexico or Canada or wherever they may go. But Josh is a bad, bad seed. And I think getting him out of the way and keeping him behind bars is a lot cheaper than 19 rehabs or however many were paid for.
And Lori said that this has actually kind of been a blessing in disguise because this is the first time that she has seen her son sober in 15 years. Obviously, he's a heroin addict, so being in jail has definitely curbed that. But she said he wasn't sober the first year and a half he was in prison, but in the past year, he has been sober, which is great.
And unusual because typically you get the best drugs in jail.
Yeah, I don't know, but I kind of thought it was odd that she was going on this publicity tour. When I saw the headline that Lori Peterson is going on Megyn Kelly Today, I'm like, Megyn Kelly, what's your booker doing?
Yeah.
Like, this is exactly your content?
I was just like a show talking about Megyn Kelly, frankly. But
she's got nothing to say. But you know what? I'm glad he's sober. I think that's really great. However, I do think he probably did it.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead with guilty.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lori. I wish you the best. Kisses and loves.
So this week also had a lot of drama between Jeff Lewis versus Andy Cohen, which is obviously a huge no-no in the Bravo world. So Jeff Lewis from Flipping Out spoke candidly on his SiriusXM radio show, Jeff Lewis Live, about his fear of not getting re-signed for another season of his show. Rather than being an adult, Jeff decided to be a petty little bitch. And while he was at the Bravo offices this past week, he took a photo of himself in front of a Jeff Lewis picture just hanging in the office, and him and Gage, his boyfriend, wrote all over this picture saying, contract expired, better luck with radio, impossible, diva, 11 years of hell, so difficult, loser, hashtag me too.
Honestly, if I can interject here, Andy was pissed off about the Instagram, which I totally get, and Jeff Lewis was trying to, like, knock it off as it was funny. And I would have believed that, Meg, if it was just like, better luck with radio, your 15 minutes are up. However, him going 11 years of hell, hello, Jeff. How did you make your millions of dollars? Hashtag Andy Cohen. And you also put on your thing, high maintenance and impossible. Well, maybe you are. Yeah. I'm with Andy on this one. And you are kind of an asshole for reading those texts on the air. Hey, Jeff, flip the situation. You would have been pissed as well.
So Andy actually ended up texting Jeff, kind of confronting the whole situation. So Jeff was saying, you know, as you know, Andy Cohen has really lost his temper with me. Most of the time we're kind of like siblings where we fight a lot. So, you know, that's kind of like their shtick on Watch What Happens, whatever. Cohen allegedly was asking Lewis what he hoped to achieve by posting the photo, to which Lewis responded, it was a joke, didn't mean anything by it. Cohen then said, would it be funny to Bravo? Lewis responded, I hope so, but I highly doubt it.
Well, a few of the things would have been funny to Bravo.
I mean, you know, posting the photo itself was kind of funny and cheeky because, like, Flipping Out is already under a lot of scrutiny because
yes.
Jeff came out saying, you know, Jenny isn't even working for me. She's just doing the show for a paycheck. This is all fake.
And the 15 minutes are up. Yeah, well, you know what, Jeff?
They are.
Maybe they are. And Jeff, you know what? They didn't cancel your show yet. And here's the point here. You're already threatening, hey, E wants to pick me up. Well, you know what? Go to E. Because we're all Bravo fans here, and we're all listening, and we're all on Andy's side here. So, good luck.
So, Andy kept going, saying, looks to me like you're trying to vilify the network. They usually pick up shows after their seasons finish, but maybe you want to let competitors know you're open for business, which is what you are doing. Lewis went on to claim that he was not, in fact, vilifying the network, but instead letting competitors know that I'm a free agent, and even teased leaving Bravo for another network. You're a very smart guy, Lewis continued. I'll be at WeTV in no time. I really do like everybody at Bravo. It's not personal.
Well, you know, it kind of reminds me, and I think Andy said this in one of his posts of Chelsea Handler. When she was completely done with E!, she was so done, but she also made fun of them on the air. And yeah. she took some shots, but she already had a deal with Netflix. So, you know, these artists, they have problems, they are high maintenance, maybe they are, maybe they're not. But at the end of the day, you don't read private texts online on a show. And his radio show is Radio Andy.
Yeah, exactly. And they just bumped him up to 3 days a week. So not only have they given, like, I think they're probably going to take the show away from him.
Well, I would hope so at this point.
But they gave you more days on the radio. Which, right. So, you know, it's kind of like a little bit of a give and take.
And I'm a free speech person and all of that stuff, but a private messages and texts from your boss.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
You have to have a little bit more common sense.
So you don't bite the hand that feeds you. Jeff,
exactly.
This is the network that made you. Andy gave you your success. So to now kind of go back and screw him over again on his radio station talking about his network, it just seems like a little presumptuous that he thinks he can get away with it.
And it's not only Andy Cohen. It's all Andy Cohen's millions and millions of fans and all of us at the Bravo team.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if we're going to be at the E! Team.
I mean, to be honest, like, I kind of think Jeff's show is a little bit boring at this point. Like, how many more seasons do we need to see abusing your staff? It's not fun anymore. It's not funny.
I think that's probably why he had to read Andy's texts online, because that was probably the highest rating show ever. I mean, I know I listened to it 16,000 times.
Yeah, exactly.
And I never listened to anything else. My dog agrees, by the way.
She too listens.
Just a quick aside, my dog loves Andy Cohen so much that when we saw Andy Cohen was doing a Love Connection, she starts barking if I try to change the channel.
She's a true Bravo,
Bravo fan. She is.
Well, moving on, Kim Zolciak has finally spoken up about the Photoshop accusations about her 4-year-old twins. So Kim Zolciak, obviously from The Real Housewives of Atlanta and now known as the star of Don't Be Tardy, has recently been Photoshopping her 4-year-old twins, Kaya and Kane Bierman, and obviously the internet has been blowing up on her ass.
Well, you know, 4-year-olds really need to have plastic surgery nowadays.
They need, you know, smaller waists.
They're not 3 anymore. You know, this is what happens. And, you know, look at Kim. Actually, don't look at Kim. Look at her husband.
Oh.
Kim thinks this is a great idea. You know, fake hair, fake everything. But her husband, 4-year-old twins, they don't need their hair dyed. They don't need to be Photoshopped. They're children.
I mean, Kaya has been seen. They did like a photo shoot a couple days ago, and she was wearing like 15-inch hair extensions.
I know.
That poor baby, her neck is going to be hurting by the end of the night.
Exactly.
Her hair extensions are heavier than her body weight.
Exactly. I swear to God, there's seriously something wrong with this woman.
Yeah, so her response on Twitter said, "People are fucking sick. Get the fuck out of here. No post was taken down and no photo has been nor ever will be edited of my children. I will no longer stand for this bullshit." And it's literally not true.
Like, I know.
People have direct screenshots of what she posted, you know, then photo after. She posted something, someone took a screenshot, she deleted that original photo and
exactly.
Then posted another photo.
But you know what? People make fun of the Kardashians. And at least when we watch their show, it's a little bit entertaining. This is all Kim's got.
Exactly.
Let me Photoshop myself, my family, my children, my dogs, my home. Nothing is real.
No.
Maybe that'll keep the viewers tuned. Not this one.
I mean, I'm confused because everybody on the internet, on Reddit and all of the blogs that I read, everybody's like, get her off the screen. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. So I don't understand why Bravo keeps giving her a chance. And at the end of this past season of Real Housewives of Atlanta, she came back as a friend of, it was a whole big thing. And at the reunion, she basically was sitting there being like, how do you think I'm going to act when I'm sitting on a couch with a bunch of African-American women? How do you think I'm going to behave like when I'm the only white one? Like, I don't see race. I don't see color. It's all this racist, ignorant shit. And she was in such a bad place, she ran off the fucking screen like crying in the producers in the
exactly.
bathroom.
Exactly. And
it's like, how is Andy just like keep, I mean, obviously,
well,
it's not just Andy, but
those kind of tantrums really boost up the ratings. And we know that not only with that Real Housewives, but we have others that we love to hate as well.
True.
And it's funny that you brought up racism, because with Sheree...
Oh. So, let's
discuss for a little bit.
So, Sheree Wakefield from The Real Housewives of Atlanta has finally come out with the She Buys Sheree line. This past week, she posted a video compilation of her jogger athleisure line.
I love the idea of going from the gym to the street.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but...
They're two different places. You wear your clothes to work out, and I don't understand the workout leggings outside of the home.
But...
Outside of the gym.
Whatever. I think the really big thing to note here is that John Carter, he's her creative director, by the way, and he said she's not paid for the commercial and is scamming all her fans. And then he brings it up a notch, if that's possible, and calls her a racist because she said there are way too many black women in the commercial, and she's not urban, and she needs more exotic white girls.
What?
So what's an exotic white girl? To me, it's a hot black girl.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So...
So her creative director turned on her after not being paid.
Exactly.
And is now saying she's being racist towards white women.
And I gotta tell you, you know, I understand, you know, there are jealousies, and I'm sure she'll say he's jealous of my success, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, when Bethany Frankel launched her jeans, I literally wanted to buy them. They sold out in, I don't know, 3 hours. So I go to this website. I legitimately want to buy these jogging pants. And what happens? They're not for sale. All I saw was a sad...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A John Carter video with a bunch of urban women.
So yeah, I tried to go onto the website after seeing the video, and you basically can't buy anything. You could go to like the section on the top that allows you to like build a cart, but you can't put anything in the cart because there's not a single
makes the cart really just invisible.
Not necessary.
Exactly. So it says coming soon, and I love how it says coming soon in October of 2018. We're over October 2018. So you should have said coming in December of 2018.
Back in season 2 of Real Housewives of Atlanta, Sheree actually debuted her first collection at the iconic She Buys Sheree fashion show.
But we couldn't buy that either, right?
No. Why would you buy something at a fashion show? So this has not been the first time that she has had the idea of a fashion line, done a lot of promo, and then sold not a single thing.
The idea is not to have the fashion show. It's to sell the fashion.
Yeah, no. That's not her prerogative.
That's really what it's all about. But I understand what you're saying, Meg.
So, you know, I can't wait for
you. I was rooting for her.
We were all rooting for you. I don't think these will ever actually come to fruition.
I don't either, but I think everybody needs to go to that website and check out John Carter's video, which he'll probably take down soon because Sheree didn't pay for it.
I mean, I just can't believe this guy has the nerve to come at a black woman saying you should probably have more white people in your video.
He didn't say that. She did. She said, I'm not urban. I want some more exotic white chicks.
Wait, I'm sorry. I thought you said he was saying...
Oh, no. He booked all the actors and dancers in the video. So he was very happy with the finished product. And I got to tell you, it's not a bad video. However, she said she doesn't want to go the urban. And again, that word, urban, urban, please.
How ignorant.
Exactly. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
So she wants to have exotic white chicks. And
even, like, in the video, her son and her daughter are in them. Well, two African-American.
Apparently, they're not exotic or white enough.
I can't believe.
It was really funny.
Oh, my God. This guy's got some, she's got some nerve.
She's got nerve, so but she's got balls.
So she's saying, I don't want to pay you because the video didn't turn out like I wanted.
No, she's not even answering him. He goes, I wish, you know, because he's throwing it out there in so many layers. Like, he wishes she would say, I'm not paying, I'm not doing anything, so he can go back and back and back.
Yeah.
But she's gone radio silent on the dude.
When you have no money and you got the product, you just keep silent. She got what she wanted. She got the video.
Well, see, the product you actually need to develop and manufacture and ship.
Yeah, like...
So if you're listening, sweetie, you have to develop the product and ship the product.
And then make the promotional video.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm on the wait list. I'll join a wait list for those joggers.
Listen, you know, I think everyone can learn from Bethany Frankel. If you want to be an entrepreneur, just go to her site and learn how to do it.
Yeah, read some of her books. Yeah, Sheree, maybe you should read A Place of Yes.
Exactly. And listen, Sheree, we love you. Those jogging pants are for big butts. I have a big butt personally, so I am on
an
board.
An urban butt?
Yeah, I'm not exotic. I am white, however, so perhaps call me for the next video. You too, John Carter.
I think it'll really be
love you.
So moving on to a little bit more happy news. Camille Grammer from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is getting married this weekend to her longtime boyfriend, David C. Myers, in Hawaii.
Yay, Camille.
I'm so happy for... So a little background, Camille came on the show as the wife of Kelsey Grammer, obviously the actor who starred and produced Frasier. But after her first season, it was exposed that there was definitely trouble in paradise for the couple, and he was cheating on her with a flight attendant.
She also had a lot of trouble with Kyle and Kim Richards. But if you want to go back to those seasons, it's a lot of fun to watch what happens when they start fighting. Or...
You're such a fucking liar, Camille!
You're doing so many drugs. Yeah. Or remember when they had that woman, Allison, who was the medium?
Kyle, he will never emotionally fulfill you.
I swear to God, she's smoking an e-cigarette. Guys, you have to backtrack the seasons and just watch Camille's premiere into this world of debauchery.
I mean, she was named that year the most hated housewife in America. And there was a picture of her on the cover of, like, People Magazine or Us.
Yeah.
Was, like, I can't even imagine. But now, you know, 10 seasons later, she's kind of on her little redemption tour.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm glad she is because I always liked her. And, you know, Kelsey, I don't know. I kind of believe what she's saying about him. So
she's got some rumors out there.
There's a little bit of rumors. This show is not about him, so I'm going to pass right by that. However, we wish Camille the best of luck, and we're glad that she's friends with the Richards sisters again.
So she has obviously been in Hawaii for this past week, and within the week, we've seen Kyle, Rinna, and Teddy Mellencamp all flying to Hawaii to celebrate her.
I'm glad Teddy's still in the mix.
Me too. I actually really enjoyed her last season. There was a lot of hate, like, she's so boring. I'm like, it's a first-season housewife, and she's not an idiot.
Exactly.
So she's not gonna be... Her bitch flower hasn't bloomed yet, like...
Exactly, and I'm waiting for that bitch flower to bloom. But there are jealousies when somebody new comes onto the show.
Totally.
And, you know, as much as I love and adore Erica Jane, she was having none of Teddy.
No.
And, you know, Erica Jane is such a strong presence, and I think that hindered, you know, Teddy getting
totally
into the group.
I mean, Erica, for no reason, was such an asshole to Teddy from the get-go. And I always kind of wondered, like, what that kind of stemmed from. Like,
yeah.
It just didn't seem like... there was any real reason for Erica to constantly be going after her?
Well, if I had to venture a guess, I would say because the Teddy's, you know, claim to fame is her dad, John Cougar Mellencamp, who I love and listened to when I was younger, and Erica doesn't have a dad.
Yeah.
And that strong bond, I think there was some jealousy there, you know.
Totally.
maybe I'm wrong. I still love you to death, Erica Jane. Don't get me wrong. But give Teddy a break.
Totally. So, actually, I actually have a girlfriend who's in Hawaii, and she saw...
No way.
...the girls filming last night at dinner. It was Mauricio, Kyle, Rinna, and Teddy, and Teddy's husband, all out to dinner, and she's, like, posting it on Instagram. I'm like, oh, my God!
That's my dream.
Me too. So, okay. Obviously, they're all there for the wedding. Camille had all these interviews prior, talking about, like, who the bridesmaids would be, and Camille said, I think Lisa Vanderpump has been angling at it, but I'm not sure. Lisa and I have had our ups and downs, even though I adore her, but there's probably another housewife that I think is more worthy and has been closer to me as a friend over the years, so I guess we'll see. So I wonder who she's talking about as a potential bridesmaid from the girls in the cast.
Perhaps Rinna.
That's what I'm thinking. I think it has to be Rinna.
I gotta tell you, I love Rinna. I love the Leeses.
Me too.
And they're so different.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I love them so much. And when they fight, it gets me a little bit crazy. I want them to get along.
But I love when they fight.
I do too. You know, Beverly Hills and New York City are probably my favorite franchises because of the interesting women. And I don't really see that in some of the others, but...
I would agree. I don't know, but... So the whole kind of controversy is this past... You know, I've been reporting this on the last few episodes.
Right.
That Lisa Rinna... I mean, Lisa Vanderpump is MIA.
Yes.
And all of the events, the, you know, Boy George concert, they went camping, she wasn't there. Now Camille's wedding, she's
I
not there.
I know.
I kind of think she's not even filming.
You're right.
Kyle was on an interview recently, and she was talking about the new season, and she said, she was like, since the beginning of the show, this season has the most drama. Something has happened that has never happened before. We don't know how to deal with it.
Sorry.
So I kind of think that maybe Lisa Vanderpump quit mid-season. I think the whole thing with Dorit and the dog, I don't know if you heard about
no,
this.
No, I did. It's... And you know what? I could understand why Lisa would just give it up.
Yeah.
And she has Vanderpump rules, and I gotta tell you, Vanderpump rules. That show is the best show in the air. We love Lisa. We love that cast. And I gotta tell you, a lot of these women have been bitchy to Lisa in the past on Beverly Hills. And she doesn't deserve it.
I mean, if I were her, she's like, why would I be on Beverly Hills where I'm constantly being berated, called a master manipulator? She is all these things. Why am I being be called a master manipulator, a snake, all of these things, when I could be the EP and the star of Vanderpump Rules?
With everybody kissing my ass.
I'm the queen, like I'm the head bitch in charge. Right. Of course she's not going to bend over backwards for the Beverly fucking, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because she's not queen bee automatically.
Exactly. And you know what? We're all rooting for her because we love her. And she does so much charity work. And she also is Ken.
Exactly.
You know, Ken's like another pet. So it's tough.
He basically looks just like Jiggy.
Yeah, Ken looks like Jiggy. He wants to clone Jiggy. Maybe they want to clone Ken.
I'm pretty sure Jiggy's dead. I feel like they're just holding like a stuffed dog.
Me being a Pomeranian lover, I know you've heard my dog bark during the podcast, so I apologize for that. However, I hope not, but... Yeah, I mean, Ken could be cloned. Ken Todd may have passed.
I mean, I'm looking for my Ken Todd. Like, he is the man I want to be with. Like, you know, him standing up for Lisa with the fight with James Kennedy on Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, exactly. Or any fight.
Yeah.
And then Ken has, like, the class to give James Kennedy a big envelope of money when he brought in, you know, See You Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because he was like, okay, you're earning revenue. You're not a drunken fool anymore.
Here's some cash.
I'm going to pay you.
I love him.
I love Ken. He's fair.
For sure. But I kind of hope, you know, kind of going back to Camille, I hope Lisa, I don't know, a part of me thinks the show will go down the drain without Lisa Vanderpump. Like, I wish she was going to the wedding. I hope, like, on Instagram I see her post a photo that she's there and all of my dreams can come true.
I do, too, but we're not going to see the last of Lisa.
True.
Camille's wedding, as exciting as it is, isn't really part of the show as much because she's not a regular.
But I kind of think and she might be.
They're bringing Denise Richards in. Dude, that could... Think of Charlie Sheen.
She was married to Sheen. She must be batshit crazy.
Exactly. So let's bring her in the mix, introduce her to Rinna, get some popcorn and watch it all unfold.
I would love to. Cheers to that.
Yes.
So, Kathy, what was your favorite part of this week on Bravo?
You know, I love Bravo so much. I'm so into Below Deck.
This is mine, too, by the way.
I just love Captain Lee. He's back. as much as I love Captain Sandy, Captain Lee just tells off his fucked up, oversexed crew, which includes Chandler, who would not leave the bar.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, the other eight people gave Chandler his way. They were like, okay, so these states, they kept showing the clock. It's 1, it's 1:30, it's 2, it's 2:30 in the morning. So you know what, guys? Whatever. The other thing I want to say about Below Deck is Riley, oh, that fiery redhead from Alaska, of all places.
She's like the new person from Alaska I know other than Sarah Palin. Like,
exactly.
She's the only other Alaskan.
And she's clearly smarter than Sarah Palin. She knows where Russia is.
Yeah.
She also has a really big mouth that she likes to tell people off.
I know. So sometimes I completely agree with her in like the arguments and the points she's trying to make, but her tone to her boss, like, it's like, you gotta take it down
yes.
a notch. Like, they are gaslighting you because you're a woman, and they do talk down to you. Like, all the men on
exactly.
the deck crew talk down to her.
All the men in life. But what Riley doesn't understand is, shut the fuck up when you need to shut the fuck up. And that's what I would say to Jeff Lewis when we spoke about him earlier.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're a lot of fun. We love to watch you. We love Kate.
Obviously.
I love Adrian Martin, that new chef.
He is so weird, but I love his vibe.
All I know is I want him to cook us dinner as soon as we're done with this podcast. So does my dog.
The crew for this season is so good. And I also kind of think that Caroline, that
oh,
Stu.
Yeah.
I think she's a mix between Stassi and Ellie Kemper from Kimmy Schmidt.
That is so well done.
I feel like, you guys, I'm going to post something on my Instagram. Check it out on Bravo Happy Hour, where it's a combination of all of their faces. I've never seen it.
And she does have a lot of Stassi in her personality-wise.
Totally.
She's a gorgeous girl, but she's going down.
Oh, I know. And Josiah, like, Josiah and Kate's friendship, like, that is me with a guy. Like,
yes.
any type of dude. I feel like that is how I would.
But that can also blow up into space. We'll find out.
I think it will.
I think everybody needs to watch, because this is going to be a great season for Below Deck.
With Below Deck, like, the thing that makes the show so incredible is that they're in these tight quarters, and it's such
and they're all hot,
and it's such a Downton Abbey vibe where it's like, you know, the people
very
who work
much so.
And then the rich people. So it's kind of like, you know, you kind of have to stick with, you know, the four people you hang out with all day.
Right.
So, like every other season, it's usually like, you know, the people who are friends in the beginning, halfway through the season, they turn on each other.
Exactly.
And that's what I can't wait
for. Or if somebody's screwing somebody else's love interest, that's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I mean, that's
you know, we have Kate, and Kate really keeps a tight ship.
Hell yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show.
I love it. I love my Bravo fans.
Thanks for coming on, and thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you love the show, be sure to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. And while you're at it, be sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Be sure to tune in next Monday for more of your favorite Bravo-related news. Bye!
Bye!
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.